This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I suspect that you are that absolutely exceptional American that I'm talking about. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's another 24/7, 365 spin cycle and you're on it. Spin cycle. You know, it's not like you're in a washing machine and you go through spin cycle. Well, I guess it is kind of like that. But, you know, it's more like a spinning cycle, if you know what I mean. The spinning things you see in the exercise places. Wonderful. Anyway, remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. RevolutionaryNewCaliforniaState.com. And you can call in. The call-in line will be open in the B block. The B block of hour 1, 2, and 3. It's area code 215-867-8255. That's area code 215-867-8255. All right, so what in the world is really going on here on Agenda 21 Radio? The big thing that we're talking about, of course, is the upcoming January 26th, Third Constitutional Convention that's going to be held in Roseville, California. And the first two Constitutional Conventions have been absolutely exciting and historic. And a lot of people don't understand the historic nature of what we're doing because it just doesn't happen every day. The last time such things have happened was 1861 in the situation with West Virginia. Yeah, West Virginia, 1861 Civil War era. And, of course, isn't it interesting that we're having all these discussions about craziness that's going on in our own country right now, the invasion that's taken place at the southern border And we're going to talk about that in a second. We're going to, 15,000 plus headed our way in the next wave of, the invaders, as they're known, trying to take over the country. And anyway, that's what's going on. That's one of the big things going on. But there's just so much that's going on. And when you take a look at what we're doing with the new California State Constitution or the development of the Constitution and the things that we need to be doing to try and become a new state, it's very, very interesting. It's quite fascinating, but it has not happened since 1861 when West Virginia was formed out of Virginia. It's a whole notion of a state forming from a pre-existing state. It's only happened three times. And this, now I understand. Listen, you people in Vermont and New York. I know Vermont split from New York, but it predated the Constitution 1783, I believe. It predated that, so it doesn't quite qualify. Even though it happened, we get it, but it wasn't constitutional. So the three times that Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution has been exercised does not include the Vermont-New York split. So that's just the way it is. So we're number four, technically. If you want to say, okay, number five, go right ahead. But it's only the fourth time it's ever happened constitutionally. So we're kind of excited, actually. It's an amazing set of circumstances that develop around this in the process moving forward. Anyway, we got a lot of other things going on. I wanted to mention also that tomorrow Brad Dacus will be joining us from the Pacific Justice Institute, and he is going to be aligning himself with New California. We're going to ask him for a lot of help and so on, and he's going to be with us. He is the president and founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. Kevin Snyder, his associate, will be addressing the delegates at the convention for the luncheon. And it's going to be quite exciting, I think. You can get tickets if you're in the – we've had inquiries from all around the nation about this. So, and again, it's the only constitutional convention happening in the nation right now. Everybody says, we've got to have this con. Well, no, this is a real convention where real things are happening, real movement forward for a state is actually happening, believe it or not. A lot of people don't understand how that all works. But that's what we're doing. So anyway, okay, you can go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and get more information. There's going to be more information later today about technical things, hotels, reservations, that sort of thing. So we'll let you know about that. Okay, so what about this new caravan that's coming from Honduras? New caravan on its way from Honduras. And they expect, now they're picking up 500 to 1,000 at a lot, I guess you would say, human beings that are, you go to town, city to city, and what happens is that people come aboard. Yeah, they just sort of say, I'm going to go to America today because of all the graft and corruption, and we know that. And, of course, these countries have just been thrown into turmoil. Primarily because they don't have a constitution. You know what we ought to do is we ought to just take over all these countries, right? Wrong. We don't want to do that. But left to their own devices, they don't seem to be doing too well. Now, everybody says, there's American intervention in these countries. Well, yeah, there is. And there's a lot of other religious intervention that goes on there that kind of stirs things up. And cartel activity, which I'm not too sure there's a difference between those two. That stirs up the populations and, of course, destabilizes the governments, there's really no governments down there. They're very, very small governments. Many of the county agencies in America are much larger and much more influential than even some of those countries down there. But they have their sovereignty, as they should have. And I'll defend those countries, even with the problems that they have, for their sovereignty only. I will certainly not pass judgment on the governmental systems that they have and the oppression and so on. I'm not going to do that. But there certainly needs to be a lot of work on those governments so that these people can actually stay in their countries and develop commerce, industry, and so on. But they can't do that because there's too much outside political influence within those countries that tears them up. like I said, the gangs are part of that. So they're on the move. 15,000 is the estimate that we're getting right now. This is as of last night. When we made the inquiry, we made the calls to our sources. They say 15,000 headed your way. Now, that we expect to grow. The speculation would abound maybe to another 5,000. The big question is, what is the Mexican government going to do as they come into the southern portion of Mexico? Are they going to hold them up? Are they going to delay them and stop them? Or are they just going to transit them right through? My guess is they'll just transit them right through. Why would they change now? I mean, I know there's agreements that are out there. And Lopez Obrador, they have all these different agreements that they're talking about at the Mexican-Nicaraguan border. But I don't, you know, I just don't trust them. And now why would I? Remember, there's a lot of money at stake in these caravans. Big, big money. You can expect that, you know, you're talking millions of dollars that are associated with these 15,000 to 20,000 people that are going to be coming across. Millions of dollars, of course. And once they get across the American border and you break it out and you get them into the system, quote, the system of all these churches that are providing the shelter and the food and everything for these illegal foreign nationals, and all being paid for by the U.S. taxpayer. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio. I don't know where I got that little falsetto thing going on. What is wrong with me today? You know, I do not know. Clueless, absolutely clueless. So what's going on? No, I'm not. I know exactly what's going on. As I grab my Agenda 21 Radio Cafe. I love my Agenda 21 Radio Cafe. It's really good. And it's I make it. Two pots a day will do you. Well, you know, I sometimes don't get through the second one, but first one, we get it down the hatch quickly. Just so we can get on the radio and be here with you. You. That's what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's kind of interesting. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And I must go to, I haven't done it yet. What's wrong with me? Today is, it's interesting. Today is the first one-year anniversary of New California declaring its independence from the state of California. So, yes, in the third hour, we are going to be reading to you the Declaration of Independence. What do you think of that one? Okay, the big thing that's going on, there's so many things going on. I'm going to run down a list of things going on here. More officers shot, four officers shot overnight in America. Gee, and that comes on the heels of the Louisiana shooter, 22, was I think she's 22 or 23-year-old. And then we had Corona out here at Davis, who was, by the way, she, as it's turned out, it was an ambush, they say. Ambush. And, you know, her, just Natalie Corona, just beautiful girl, ambushed. And I got to tell you, tinfoil hat, people are abounding, converging on this story. Because there's a lot of tinfoil hat. Now, I do have to tell you, in all truthfulness, that I was very suspicious when I read about this story. I was very, very suspicious. And the tinfoil hat, it's never off my head. Well, maybe to scratch the head a little bit, to cogitate under the foil. Get it? To cogitate. I said to myself, you know, there's something not right about this shooting. The gut was there. And, of course, you know, a lot of other people said the same thing. So I had a chance to talk to some people over the last couple of days about this story in Corona. And I'm not trying to throw any kind of disparagement anybody's way, but there's this, the whole picture doesn't set right. And I am not the only one saying it. I bring it up now. It's been, several days afterwards. And one of the things that happens in a lot of these potential deep state operations or, you know, let's face it, this assassination business of cops now, you had four that were shot overnight. You had four killed already this year. I mean, clearly they're gunning for cops. They being the deep state. This is a deep state operation, just like the invasion from the south is a deep state operation. All this stuff is a deep state operation. And I'm sure that the bad elements of the FBI are completely behind it. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. You have a corrupt FBI. I mean, they're the operators for the deep state. I think everybody recognizes that now. You know, there's an article right now we have up on Agenda 21 Radio from American Thinker. It says, what the FBI was willing to do to take out Trump with no evidence. What's going on right now? Well, there's no evidence at all for anything with this Russian collusion thing. It's completely made up. We called it out it instantaneous because we knew we had our sources embedded that were telling us it was completely bogus what was going on with Donald Trump. And it still is. There's no there. Other than Mueller just, you know, now a lot of people are saying, well, maybe Mueller has his tail between his legs. What? Can you imagine that? His tail between, because there's no there, and it's going to be embarrassing. It's a little light on facts. And look what's happened to the FBI all the way through. Now, we've been concerned about the FBI because when we see some of these major incidences that are, well, have that went on certainly during the Obama administration, the FBI's right there, Johnny, on the spot. We're like going, that's kind of odd. You know, how do you get the FBI? A classic example, school shootings. Go up to Roseburg, Oregon. The FBI was right there during the shooting. During the shooting. What? Now, listen. This, as a school person, when you have an incident on campus, and let's say you, and I was always fortunate. I had resource officers, right? Guys with guns. I carried myself. You have to do that. You know, I'm not going to get shot. But these guys, if there was an incident of, say, a shooting, I had resource officers. Great. And that school, I believe, had resource officers around. But this, there's this is what happens. You literally, you call the police. If they're not there, you call the police, and then they come. And then after that, what happens is if they need more help, you know, they'll call whatever. Let's say there's a fire or something. They call in the fire department. They stabilize the system. And especially since Columbine, police are supposed to be trained to go in. And this is the problem that happened down there in Florida. This is why Scott Israel is out. Because obviously there's a lot of hanky-panky that was going on in that whole incident down there in that shooting. Lots of stuff. Why everybody stood down. I mean, the questions abound from a school. I'm a school safety expert. I know these things. And the breakdown there was replete. It wasn't a breakdown as much as it was told to be a stand down by the sheriff. And that's why DeSantis kicked him out. Said, "You're done, buddy." The report came back and said what I'm saying. So it's not me. But the FBI were right there. And, you know, this is what happened up in Roseburg. The FBI was right there. Now, there's a problem because, okay, you call the police. They show up at the school. If the police needs help, and it's a police department, the sheriff comes in. Of course, there's a mutual aid type of thing that goes on with city and county and state law enforcement agencies when you have an incident such as this. And they kind of do a collapsing thing on one another where they're coming to support and give back, right? And that's good. That's real good. But you know what? The last thing you do to get somebody at the scene of like a school shooting is you call in the FBI. Now, the problem in Roseburg was the nearest FBI location to call in, to bring somebody in, was 2 hours away. Yet they're right there when the school shooting's going down? Now, come on. Come on. Listen, the evidence is in the pictures, but I'm just telling you, this is what happens. And so I say to myself, you know, okay, so the tinfoil hat goes on anytime there's something irregular or odd that seems to be developing. And what seems to be developing about this situation with Corona, I'm not too totally familiar with the Louisiana thing, although I've had people, we're investigating it. We haven't forgotten about that young lady and her family or her child. No. But that's odd, too. But my point is the FBI, are they the extension and part and parcel to the deep state operators? Are they, many of them in the FBI? Now, I know FBI agents that are really good FBI agents. I do personally. And they are committed and love this country. But there are those that do not. And they are deep state operators. That's a given. Who do you, I mean, Mueller is a deep state operator. It's not even an apology. And what about Rosen? Of course. And look at them all. What about McCabe? Absolutely. They're all deep state operators, and they're the heads of the FBI. And now they're all taken out, of course, except for Mueller. My point is this. Oddities abound when you start talking about these shootings of the officers. 4 overnight. And we have the caravan. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also, of course, newcaliforniastate.com for all of your news and information, and follow along with what we're doing here on the radio show. Brad Dacus will be visiting with us tomorrow during the third hour, just to give you a little heads up, president of the Pacific Justice Institute. He'll be with us talking to us about New California and other things going on, of course. Very much a patriot and has done an outstanding job in a number of different lawsuits that we're going to be talking about. Brandon Judd, as we're talking about caravans and allies and things of that nature, Brandon Judd, president of the union that represents thousands of Border Patrol agents, has flipped the axiom that there were no winners in a government shutdown. His proximity to President Donald Trump has elevated the union leader's profile while burnishing the image of the U.S. Border Patrol, a backwater in prior administrations when compared to other federal law enforcement agencies like the FBI and Secret Service. Okay, now, maybe you're getting the drift as to why I'm talking about Brandon Judd. And, of course, the Border Patrol. Now, the Border Patrol has been, and we have said, now, keep in mind, we talk to Border Patrol agents at Agenda 21 Radio. We have several that we talk to who keep us pretty much up to date on what's going on. We just talk to them, and they tell us stuff. It's pretty interesting stuff. Now, in one of the conversations, and we relayed this on our radio show numerous times in the years past, that one of the biggest problems of the Border Patrol was the corruption in the Obama files, the people that were brought in primarily, I think it was during the Janet Napolitano era, when she was Homeland Security. in which they really became corrupt. And it was pretty obvious to a lot of people out in the field that some of the upper middle management people of the Border Patrol were pretty corrupt and really kind of in the pockets, if you will, of the cartels. And that made human trafficking a lot easier. Because, you know, they'd stand down certain portions of the border and timing issues, like for a 24-hour period, so that, and sure enough, satellites would reveal that, you know, thousands of people would be squirting across the border. Well, that's profit. That's profit to the cartels. And so some of that money would end up in, as people were saying, in the hands of certain Border Patrol agents that may have called out that signal to stand the border down at that point in time in that place. Get it? Okay, so that's kind of how the system was working. But the Border Patrol has sort of gotten a new spotlight since, obviously, the FBI sucks in terms of visibility right now. That's the image sucks, let's face it. And I'm not saying that about the FBI agents that I'm familiar with, because I know that they're very, very dedicated people. But, you know, look what's happened to the leadership. That's just the problem. And Comey being fired, look what they've done. They've just completely. So now we've got somebody else who's basically, you can say, oh, he's a suck-up. Well, maybe he is. But it's working for him. And it's working for the Border Patrol. Now, we still understand that we have the enablers in the Border Patrol, and I think they're being weeded out. That's the key thing here. I think Judd and others are weeding them out. So, as opposed to the FBI, who is perhaps inculcated in school shootings and other things, in other deep state operations, we've had some incidences of Border Patrol agents also being inculcated with that. It looks like there's a new direction that's headed for the Border Patrol. He goes on, this article goes on, it's an AP article, it says, his proximity, this Brandon Judd, the president, has elevated the union's leader profile while burnishing the image of the U.S. Border Patrol. At the same time, Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, has helped to validate Trump's fiery immigration rhetoric and affirm his conviction that a wall at the southern border is urgently needed to stop what they've described as a humanitarian crisis. That's putting it mildly. We just call it an invasion here at Agenda 21 Radio because that's what it is. And by the way, there's nothing new here. There's no new here as far as we're concerned. This is what we've been trumpeting for years now. It's just happening right in front of your faces. And that brings me to another issue. If you listen to some of the news reports that are emanating from Central America about these caravans, it's almost like, oh, these poor people that are being caravanned, they're just, the plight of them is so miserable. The sympathy is going, of course, towards the caravanners. That's what we're seeing, as opposed to what's right for our national sovereignty. And I absolutely caution everybody on that mentality. It seems like there's the attempt to normalize it, in other words. This is normal. It's normal, these caravans. Sure, they're just caravans. What are we doing with our sovereignty? We're not controlling it. That sympathy thing they want you to grasp onto, and that's really what we're doing, right? Rather than being affirmed that a wall will work, we shouldn't be so cruel to these people. And some of your conservative outlets have been expressing that. It's kind of interesting. Are they turning? Are they becoming more? I don't know. But I just caution you about that. This is cruel, heartless business. And it is business. These caravanners are part of a business model for slavery. Hello? That wall is to stop the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. That's what this is about. It's to stop the cartels that are running everything. Haven't you ever thought about that? And stuff, the stuff that these cartels do, I mean, that's what we're stopping. We have to put a stop to it somehow. I think you should close the border immediately. I think you should go for the rest of the shutdown. Just close it off. Declare a national emergency. It should happen. Trump's demand for a $5.7 billion to provide for his long-promised border wall has triggered a stalemate with Democrats. Judge said in a written statement to questions that he's not an official advisor to the president, but he added, anytime the union can make the public aware of the crucial problems, critical problems, and dangers Border Patrol agents encounter on the border, our members benefit. A 21-year Border Patrol veteran currently posted in Montana, Judd has been a staunch ally since the Border Patrol Council endorsed Trump for president in March of 2016. Its first endorsement of a White House president. See, even the union guys figured it out. Thank God for that union. You don't hear me say that too much, but when a union's right, a union's right. You know, I used to work with unions all the time. In all my years, there was only one negative experience for these unions, for me. They worked out great. The problem is, with unions like in education, it's the state union people. In New California, that probably is going to change. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Just shoot for
State tonight. This takes a lot of explaining. We're going to make it very understandable, break it down for you. It's the abuse of power, corruption. Remember, we've been telling you all about this. It is tonight far worse than we have ever known up until this point. We now know top people within the FBI filled with hatred and, frankly, anti-Trump rage have put aside all values and their blatant political bias. We're seeking redemption for the firing of James Comey. They actually plotted to destroy your duly elected president, and this goes way beyond what we already knew up until this point. Now, according to this report, Friday, New York Times, as usual, anonymous sources, 2 days after Comey was unceremoniously terminated, several top FBI officials actually questioned whether or not President Trump was working directly for Russia. Now, they did this without a single shred of evidence, zero probable cause, zero proof of any collusion. It was a witch hunt. The president's been right from day one. They opened an investigation into whether or not Russia directed the president to fire their beloved Trump hater, James Comey. Now, this despite Comey's testimony that there was no evidence of collusion. For 9 months, they had been looking into this, and that Trump was not the target of his investigation. Remember, even Comey, the Trump hater that he is, admitted that the president could fire him for any reason. Nobody in the media seems to want to tell you that. Now, Congressman John Ratcliffe told our own Catherine Herridge, quote, in May of 2017, political bias infected senior FBI leadership, and emotion, not evidence, drove their decision-making. Now, his closed-door interview with the former FBI counsel, James Baker, revealed this. This is important. Quote, FBI senior leadership could not accept that Comey was fired for cause and the president had the constitutional authority to terminate Comey. So they begin the witch hunt, which had already started 9 months earlier. Now, President Trump's former attorney, John Dowd, has called the FBI's anti-Trump operations a political coup. Watch this.
Little did I know that it appears that they were all in it together. Rosenstein, Comey, Mueller, McCabe, the whole crowd, and that they were out to get this president no matter what. I don't think they sincerely believed anything about Russia. This is our worst nightmare, that someone with that kind of power would then decide to go after the president. I mean, it's a coup. That's what it's an attempted coup by Comey and his crowd. And the evidence is all now there. I take the New York Times article as an admission of their bad behavior.
Admission of their bad behavior, the FBI. I rest my case from earlier part of the hour. Get it? I mean, how could I not rest my case here? The bad FBI was, well, ubiquitous at the top, if you know what I mean. Let's see if I got what is going on here. Well, we put it on hold and it continues to hold. This is what the handy thing. So ubiquitous at the top. Why not just everywhere else, right? Gee, I don't know. It's pretty obvious, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly what we were talking about. The president being overthrown by a coup d'etat, which is exactly what this was, a coup d'etat by Comey and others. Well, I shouldn't say Comey. His others were out to definitely do that. If you start taking a look at the actions of the FBI, do you think they might be able to do such things as help out with school shootings? That's just me.
And this goes way beyond what we already knew up until this point. Now, according to this report, Friday, New York Times, as usual, anonymous sources, 2 days after Comey was unceremoniously terminated, several top FBI officials actually questioned whether or not President Trump was working directly for Russia.
This is after Comey was fired. Do you get my point? This was after Comey was fired.
Ability. Is any of this good for America? Did these deep state officials that we have been just uncovering now for nearly 2 years, did they do anything other, these top officials, than hate the president? And are you really surprised? Remember, these are the same bureaucrats. They openly rooted for Hillary Clinton to win the election. Peter Strzok texting that Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to zero. And, of course, said all those horrible things about the president. The same officials who wrote an exoneration in May of 2016, months before actually interviewing Hillary and 16 other witnesses in July, before they exonerated her. It was already written, the exoneration, before the investigation. The same people that yawned, we know. It is incontrovertible. Hillary Clinton obstructed justice. She destroyed, subpoenaed emails, 33,000 of them, washed her hard drive with bleach bit, smashing smartphones and iPhones with a hammer and taking away SIM cards. The same people who looked the other way when Hillary and the DNC funneled money through Perkins Coie, a law firm, a campaign finance violation, to hire an research firm to hire, oh, Christopher Steele, a foreign national, to give us Russian lies.
See, this is all the stuff we now know, because basically just asking, looking for the truth. And it's all out there. You know, I know a lot of people, I know some people just are in complete denial about this because they don't listen to the news, they don't understand it, they don't study it, they don't do a lot of research. And, you know, quite frankly, if you're driving around the car going, and you're working, you're going to this place, to that place, and you're driving in your car, you just get gambits of and bits and pieces, small pieces of the news. You don't get the whole story. That's why you listen to Agenda 21 Radio, so we can break these things down for you and you can understand it. But this whole thing, this is a coup d'etat, quite frankly, and this is treason. And all these people are treasonous. Plain and simple, it's all treason. And it needs to be treated as such. And what about Mueller? I think we need to investigate Mueller. And, you know, the Ukrainian money for Mueller. His good friend and classmate, John Kerry, he was all in on it. You don't think that Mueller wasn't? Let's check it out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. We're going to talk about this Peter King thing. Racist, 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 they say. We're going to break it all down. How about this one? A couple things going on. We're going to get back into the FBI thing. I'm not going to leave it alone. There's just so much that's coming out where a lot of people are clamoring for things. World's second deadliest Ebola outbreak reaches 600 confirmed cases. Instagram effect forces travel destinations to limit tourists. Rosenstein plan to make it easier for DOJ to spy on journalists. Nice, nice. Age of surveillance capitalism. Brexit D-Day, May on the brink again, faces worst government defeat in 90 years, or 95 years. This is Plan B for Brexit they're talking about. Yeah, Plan B for Brexit. What's going on there? And by the way, there's 650,000 students in the Los Angeles Unified School District, and all the teachers are gone. They're out. Now, that's problematic since all of a sudden the California state budget took a big wallop in December, about $4.8 billion lost. Now, that makes it very interesting and problematic for teachers that are out striking in the second largest school district in the nation, the largest one in the state, 650,000 students. By the way, the vast majority, over half of those students will drop out of high school or drop out of school before. By the end of their senior year, they'll have dropped out. And they want a pay raise. Don't you think about that? Anyway, we've got the end of the hour coming up right now. Stay with us. We've got a lot more coming at you here on Agenda 21 Radio. 650,000 students and 300 plus thousand will drop out. I'm sorry, I can't let that one go. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.